You are Locked On Angels, your daily podcast on the Los Angeles Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, your 2018 Angel. Welcome to Locked On Angels.
Keep it locked.
Locked on.
We're locked on, sir.
Locked On Angels.
What up, Angel fans? My name is Lucas Sardo, your host of Locked On Angels today. Your resident social cynic would like to welcome you to your daily Angels update here on Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Let's go. Happy Tuesday. What a day. And the Angels played a pretty solid game on Monday, your Labor Day game. Matt Shoemaker comes in. Gives the pitching performance that we probably wanted to see out of Shohei Ohtani. I'm going to be honest. 5 innings, 2 hits, 3 Ks, no runs. And I think Shoemaker threw about 60 pitches. So he got extended a little bit further than Shohei, obviously. But I think that's the start we were looking for out of Shohei. But, I mean, for his second start of the season, really awesome for him to come out and throw that well. It's honestly been a real shame that he hasn't been able to stay healthy since that like rookie of the year bid he had when he first came in the league, because I feel like he's been fairly effective while he's been healthy with this team. Yeah, he's got a career 3.88 ERA, and his stuff is still good. His off-speed stuff is still some of the best on our team, I think, behind probably Ohtani, Heaney, and maybe Barria right now. And that's a good spot to be, I think. He commands it well. He throws a lot of strikes, generally. He does have a tendency to get banged up, but I think overall, when his stuff is working like it was yesterday, he's good. He's really good. But all his injuries, he's had really weird injuries since he got hit by that ball in the head and he had to have brain surgery, which was incredible that he's even able to be back here. But I mean, he gets hit in the head, then he has the forearm injury this year. I think last year it was like maybe a shoulder or a collarbone. I feel like it's been everything except Tommy John with Matt Shoemaker. So you gotta hope he's gonna be able to get healthy and stay healthy eventually. But moving forward, depending on how he pitches the rest of this season, maybe into next season, gotta think maybe turns out to be our fifth starter. I'm thinking best case scenario. I'm on the train that I think we go out and get a solid two starters in free agency that are ready, like solid twos and threes, bona fide twos and threes. Not like a Jaime Barria two or three. I'm talking like, yep, that guy's our number two. That guy starts after Shohei. That's what I'm thinking. But who knows? Other than that, what do we got yesterday? Bullpen's been pretty good. Like, actually, really good. Where was this in May and June? Also, because I wonder where we're at if this bullpen pitches this way earlier in the season. Because they're fifth in the league in blown saves. And I know that lands heavily on, like, two or three people in that bullpen, but you guys know just as well as I do that there have been more than just saves that have been blown in that bullpen. So whatever, it's in the past. I'm going to try to keep it positive today. And you know what? The bullpen, you've been pitching really well, so keep it going. Heaney's on the mound tomorrow too. Hopefully we can get a little hot streak moving forward. You can stay hot. Play spoiler. I mean, coming up, though, these series, we got the Rangers, then the White Sox, and then Texas again at home. I think they're going to be interesting series. They don't mean a lot, right? We all know all three of these teams, the Angels, Rangers, and White Sox, are out of playoff spots. I think the White Sox have actually been mathematically eliminated, which we have not been. Keep that in mind. But I think there will be interesting series because I think we're going to see a lot of their prospects. They're going to see a lot of ours. And we've seen it time in and time out. We have the 10th ranked farm system, I believe, in Major League Baseball by a lot of sources. And look at like what happened in yesterday's game. Where did the run support come from? It was a two-run home run by Taylor Ward with Jose Fernandez on base. So all prospects. Also, a single by David Fletcher that scores Jose Briseño. Also prospects. And, you know, prospects meaning like these guys are young coming up and we want to see what they can do at the major league level. So, kind of exciting, right? It's all the kids getting the job done for us. And I know we're not playing meaningful games, but for these kids, it does mean something. You know, for Trout, for Calhoun, for Upton, Simba, the season's over. And they know they're going to be back on the team next year. They know they have a spot. These kids have an opportunity to show us something at the major league level. And that's what I'm going to be looking at moving forward, because with that comes the franchise, comes the wins, comes the future. So if they can build confidence and momentum right now, I'm excited for what I can see moving forward. And that's what September, I think, this year is going to mean for the Angels, is figuring out where the future is with these prospects and whether or not to keep them, whether or not to try to move them, where they fit in our grand scheme of things. And I think Billy Epler has a fun task ahead of him. It's a fun puzzle to solve, ultimately. And that's what's going to keep me excited this September, because there hasn't been much else to be excited about this September. Also, that Taylor Ward home run that I just talked about, can we talk about how just awesome his follow-through is? Just how majestic it is? So long, beautiful, just like, you know, a little twist at the end. It's the kind of follow-through you'd want to see on, like, a baseball card. Man, if I could get to a point in my life where I see Taylor Ward finishing that swing for like 20 to 25 home runs a year, I'm going to be a really happy guy. I'm going to be a really happy guy. I'm going to tell you that right now. So, you know what? Here's to our 10th ranked farm system showing up in the big leagues and doing something good. And with that, we are going to go to our Tuesday Down on the Farm segment talking about this 10th ranked farm system. Wow, what a segue. Coming up next, we are going to go down on the farm. But first, if you would like to sponsor our show, hit me up, lockedonangels@gmail.com. That's where I'll be at. Coming up next, Down on the Farm.
Yeehaw! All right. We're Angels, not Cowboys.
Here's your Down on the Farm report.
Time for our Down on the Farm report. Let's get it. I haven't had very many great things to say about this kid, but Griffin Canning, his last start, gave up no runs, one hit, in five innings of work. And it brings up something interesting, I think, because the Angels recently have called up bullpen arms, ultimately. Once September started, it's been Junichi Tozawa and Miguel Almonte. And it brings up a question for me. Is Canning going to come up? I really hope so. But we're having starters get healthy, like Otani, Shoemaker. Maybe we see Skaggs. Maybe we see Tropiano for another start this year. And here's my thing. And it's very similar to the Shohei idea that I had before about not letting him pitch this season. We know what Skaggs and Trope have. When they come back, we kind of know their ceiling already. We've seen that. Why not bring up Griffin Canning? Bring up Jose Suarez. Bring up another guy I want to talk about, Dylan Unsworth. Why not see what they have at the major league level? That's what September's for, especially in this kind of race. I don't think it's necessarily a bad idea. Like, he's logged a lot of innings already this season. He's coming off a Tommy John surgery. Like, give him a break. He doesn't have to throw every fifth day. The season's over. And it's not like he's in a Cy Young race. Right? Give me a Griffin Canning start. Give me a Jose Suarez start. Dylan Unsworth. You guys probably haven't heard of him. I haven't talked about him on this podcast. I know that. 25-year-old pitcher who was born in South Africa. Sick. This season with the Bees, he's having a real anomaly of a year. He has a 6-1 record with a 5.53 ERA. So apparently he brings run support to the table. At the very least. and I mean that jokingly. But for a guy, he's been in the minors for 9 years. I think it's time. Let him make his major league debut. Right now would be a perfect time. Let's see what he has. Can he throw against this major league talent? Who knows? But at least let's figure it out. We know what we're getting out of Heaney. We know what we're getting out of Skaggs. Shoemaker even. Like, he doesn't need to throw every fifth day. Otani definitely doesn't need to. Like, we could run like an 8-man rotation right now. And that's fine. Ultimately, that is fine right now. I think it'd be fun. Like, spin the wheel and see what we're going to land on for a start today. That would be fun. And then see, like, and it would also, in a way, provide competition for these guys. Because they're looking at it saying, all right, well, Heaney threw a great game yesterday, and I'm trying to get his job for next year. So, you know, my name's Griffin Canning, and I'm going to go out there and try to shove because I'm trying to be on this team. I think it'd be awesome. I think you're seeing almost like it's like an extension of what we're going to see in spring training next year. Start it now. Why wait? Bring these guys up right now. The bullpen arms, I understand. That's where we're going to want to see them. But I really want to see these guys up there. Especially because it'll help us go into the offseason. Figure out what we need to sign. Which we're going to need to sign starters anyway. But at least we're going to figure out what we have depth-wise moving into next season also. But that's pitching. If you want another catcher on your radar, Joe Hudson just got called back up to Salt Lake City. And he's hitting close to 300 this season. So not a lot of pop, but gets on base at a really good rate. Add him to the list of catchers that are in our system right now. Again, it's deep. It's a deep amount of catchers. Who else we got on the list? Torii Hunter Jr. Let's talk Torii Hunter Jr. His hit streak ends at 10 games. He got hit by a pitch in his last game, and that was his only recorded at bat. 327 this year within Inland Empire. That's pretty good there, Torii. That's pretty exciting though. And you know what? I'm gonna do this. Because I don't know if I've even heard it at all. So I'll bring up the idea. I'll be the one to introduce it to you guys. The Angels are obviously looking for a coach. And I don't think Torii Hunter is ready to be a coach. I know if you watch the Futures game, he was coaching there. And in that he did a little interview during the game. He said, you know, I made a deal with my wife. It'd be 5 years before I do anything full-time baseball-related. That was my deal with my wife. So with that contract, Torii wouldn't become a free agent until 2020, essentially. So, my name is Lucas Sardo, and I like to play hypotheticals. Here we go. A little story time. This is the future. I'm going to tell the future of the Angels. It's 2019. The Angels are looking for a manager. Billy Epler, not willing to offer Mike Socha another contract. So, as a lot of people speculate, Billy Epler brings in Eric Chavez on a 1-year deal with the intentions of figuring out who his coach of the future would be at a later date, maybe. Could be Eric Chavez, could be somebody else. Let's have a 1-year contract. Let's figure out if he's even the right fit. In September, the Angels are in a tight, tight wild card race. This is 2019, not 2018. Don't get it twisted. September 2019, Angels are in a tight wild card race, and one of their call-ups, their September call-ups, is 24-year-old outfielder Torii Hunter Jr. He gets a few at-bats in September, but primarily is a special pinch runner for Albert Pujols in close late games. Adds a huge spark to the team down the stretch. Reminds me a lot of like a Sean Figgins kind of guy when they were making their run in 2002. The Angels ultimately get a wild card spot, but lose in that wild card game in 2019 to the New York Yankees. Eric Chavez doesn't really enjoy his time as the manager. The Angels' record under him wasn't really deciding enough to offer him a new contract, so they do not decide to bring him back. The Angels this offseason in 2020, between 2019 and 2020, sit down with Mike Trout. And in this meeting, Artie Moreno, Billy Epler, Mike Trout. As Mike Trout sits down, the Angels put two checks on a table. One of them is blank and is addressed to him. The other one is for $1 million and is not addressed to anybody. Mike Trout picks up the pen. He fills in the number that he wants to be paid, and boom! Mike Trout has a contract extension to stay in Anaheim. He then picks up the other check. He looks at Artie Moreno. He then looks at Billy Epler. He gives them his big ear-to-ear smile, fit for a billboard, and he picks up the pen again. The name he writes on the other check, Torii Hunter. And just like that, our problems have been solved at the managerial position. 2020, we have a successful season. Make it to the second round of the playoffs. You know, fun stuff there. But then, in 2021, we fast forward. It's a cold, cold night. Late October, maybe early November. We're not sure yet. Game 6 of the World Series, and it's a stunning performance by Shohei Ohtani, both on the mound and at the plate. The go-ahead run is scored by special pinch runner Torii Hunter Jr., who is running for Justin Upton in the 7th inning, and he scores from first on a Taylor Ward double in Chicago. Bryce Harper is the guy that fumbles the ball in the corner to allow that run to score. Justin Anderson and Williams Harris combined to throw a scoreless 7th inning to keep it a one-run game. Ty Buttrey throws a scoreless 8th inning. Mike Trout adds an insurance run with a solo shot in the top of the 9th. And Keenan Middleton comes in to close out the game. And the Angels are your 2021 World Series champion, with Torii Hunter behind the manager bench, and everybody's having a good time in Chicago, and they fly back and we celebrate a World Series championship in 2021. Wow. What a dream that was. I'm awake now. Who knows? I think it'd be fun if Torii was the manager, but I don't think he's going to come out of that little wife contract anytime soon. But it's fun to think about. I think he's a great player guy. He would be a great player guy. I think he'd be a very similar manager to like Dave Roberts. And that'd be really fun. And it'd be really, really fun to see how he would interact with his son. And who knows? Maybe this was just, when we drafted his son, this was a real long ploy to get him to be the manager. Who knows? Who knows? We'll see. But, I don't know. At this point in the season, all we really have left is dreams. And aspirations for next season. So, we'll see. Coming up next, I'll get you ready for the rest of this Tuesday. Alright, we're back, ready to send you into your Tuesday. We got another Andrew Heaney start coming your way. I believe that after his last start in Houston, I told you make sure to bet the over on his next start. And I'm a man of my word, and I put my money where my mouth is, so I will be betting that over. If you want to go with me, you know what? Let's do it together, guys. Let's do it together. And we're going to hit the over just on Angels runs. I can feel it. I can feel it. Offense is going to get hot, hot, hot. I hope you enjoyed my little talk with Stu Matthews yesterday. I had a lot of fun talking with him, and I think we're going to try to make him kind of like a regular occurring guest on the podcast. So let me know how he's doing. Also, hoping to reach out to some other Angels peeps in the near future, so if there's anybody you would like to hear me talk to or you'd like to hear from on the podcast, let me know. I know there's a lot of great people on Twitter, so let me know who you would like to hear from. I know going in the offseason, it would really help have some other people on here, because sometimes I get tired of just talking in the microphone by myself. So, yeah, we'll see. But that's all I got for you guys today. I'm Lucas Sardo. You can find me at LucasSardo13 on my personal Twitter page. But more importantly, be sure to follow the show's Twitter page at Locked On Angels for all the updates and other things regarding the Angels and the show. Also, you can go to our website, LockedOnAngels.com. And if you have any other questions or comments or concerns, please shoot us an email, LockedOnAngels@gmail.com. That's it for your Tuesday. Go Halos. Adios.